to the cream of the crop, creepos. Welcome to another bonus scum stream. Today, we are going to be learning all about what is become a big of a holiday as Thanksgiving, as big of a holiday as Christmas, Black Friday.
You know, they actually have Black Friday in Europe now.
Really?
Yeah, I was listening to the No Agenda show, and Adam Curry on there grew up in the Netherlands. So he knows a lot about what's going on over in Europe. I think his daughter still lives over there. And he was talking about how they don't have Thanksgiving, but they have Black Friday. That was the one thing the Europeans are like, yeah, we get behind this holiday.
Yeah, we pick an arbitrary day about a month ahead of Christmas,
yep.
And we put everything on sale. Now, Carl, I did a lot of research. And by a lot of research, I read a lot of posts that Alex found for me.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you...
And then I did some Googling,
yep.
And then I did some other things, and I did gather some information by myself, but I want to thank Alex for his help.
Thank you, Alex. Episode. You crush it for us, and we appreciate it, buddy.
Now, let me tell you something that he found that I thought was really fascinating. He found a page called the Black Friday Death Count. .com.
This is different than the Hillary Clinton death count, right? This is a whole other thing?
Shockingly, they're linked together.
They probably are.
Here's the thing. This has a list of all of, since about 2008,
mm-hmm.
the modern Black Friday when things started getting out of control.
Okay.
All of the deaths and injuries that have occurred nationwide in America. Are you ready for the numbers?
Yes,
Black
for
Friday,
sure.
17 deaths.
17 deaths on a day that people go shopping.
Yes.
Okay.
125 injuries.
Okay. Now, well, I would have thought that'd be higher. Okay.
You would think that'd be a lot higher.
I would have thought.
But let me tell you something. It's not just the injuries and the deaths. It's the evil, callous nature of man that comes out on this day.
Okay.
At these stores that we're going to talk about today. That's what I want to focus on. Did you know, Carl, that the origins of the term Black Friday are not what people say that they are?
I didn't know that.
What do you think? What do you believe they are?
Well, okay, the whole reason why it's called Black Friday is because retailers are not making a profit for the year. They're in the red until that day where they get into the black, where they finally make profit.
Oh.
That's why it's called Black Friday.
Well.
It's an accounting thing, to be honest with you.
Is that what you think?
I'm pretty fucking sure.
Well, the term started in the 60s in Philadelphia. It was started by the police. If that helps you.
Shut the fuck up. There's no way. This sounds like bullshit.
I started Googling this.
This sounds like bullshit.
And there was a lot of events that were happening in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I fucking closed the
thing. It's Uppity Friday. Watch out. It's where these people get real uppity on this day.
Yeah. And they said that was because there was like parades. Here we go. Police officers in Philadelphia began using the phrase Black Friday to describe the chaos that resulted when large numbers of suburban tourists came into the city to begin the holiday shopping and in some years attend Saturday's annual parade. So what happened was people would come into Philadelphia for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All the stores would get mobbed the day after, and then the next day was a parade, and they called it Black Friday because all the cops had to work and there was so much stuff going on.
Hold on a second. What's black about that?
That
doesn't
question.
Make any sense.
Great question.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm thinking all the cops in Philadelphia are just insanely racist.
But so suburbanites are coming into town.
Supposedly.
White people.
Yeah.
Suburbanites.
Uh-huh.
Are coming into the city.
Uh-huh.
And they're shopping.
Yep.
And the police called that Black Friday. See, this isn't making any sense. I think that my explanation is much better than what you're coming up with over here.
So Saturday's Army-Navy game, also the huge crowds created a headache for the police who worked longer shifts than usual as they dealt with traffic jams, accidents, shoplifting, and other issues. Within a few years, the term Black Friday had taken root in Philadelphia. City merchants attempted to put a prettier face on the day by calling it Big Friday, but Black Friday stuck.
This is police propaganda. Everything that you're reading, it's like, and then the cops had to work long hours, and then it was really hard on the police officers, and
since
they had
when do
a
you care,
day.
You bootlicker?
I know. Well, how has that become a thing?
Because of the Cold Blue Camp segment, people are mad at you.
I know. I can't help it. I find it fascinating. These idiots do not know how to interact with police officers at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little
so,
bit.
So, okay. The origins are disputed, Carl.
You came up with the dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my life. And you came in like you're just like, I actually know the real reason, Carl. Let's see what you got.
It's cited in a lot of places.
Okay. Well, if it's on the internet, it probably is true.
Let me ask you a question. The term Black Friday.
I read it in a Discord
when
server.
When did you first hear about it?
When did I first hear about Black Friday? Remember, when I was a child.
Right. It was like, it was all retail involved.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. It's a shopping holiday.
Well, maybe I'm a big idiot. Maybe I fell for the propaganda.
I think you did.
Maybe my
bootlegger. That was licking the boots around.
Maybe
here.
My brain is still a little COVID soft. Maybe it's got to harden up a little bit more.
That's probably true.
It's probably a little jello-y right now. So, Carl.
Vinny.
I didn't say hit my music.
Vinny. All right, what do we got today? We got a scum stream?
We do. I've gathered as many interesting stories to help us paint an ugly face on this holiday.
Great.
As I could find, Carl, because I know that's what the people who like this show like.
Of course.
So let's start off with the 2008 incident that happened in Long Island. This was the first death attributed to Black Friday, and it made national news. Carl, I sent you the video. Number one, please.
All right, let me pull that up. I apologize. I've not watched these yet, so I don't know what's going on.
This story now from the opposite side of the country on Long Island, New York. That is where a Walmart worker has died after the doors opened for early morning sales about 5 a.m. local time. The victim has just been identified as a 34-year-old man, Dimitai Damore. He is from Jamaica, Queens. And WNBC's Greg Sergel filed this report just in the last hour with us.
Well, we're still waiting for the identification of the 34-year-old part-time sales clerk who was killed here at this Walmart. Police say what happened here this morning was utter chaos. They call it a stampede. It was about 2,000 people lining up outside the store just before 5 o'clock this morning when the...
Okay, when he took the job at Walmart, he knew what he was in for.
Nobody
expected. He knew this was a possibility.
Carl, I know people like Walmart. I'm
part-time
no fool.
Cashier. Oh, no. 34-year-old part-time cashier.
There was something I wanted to buy for my wife for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the best price for it was at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Target and made them price match it this morning.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
You're one of those people.
I don't want to go into a fucking Walmart. If I could not have to go to Walmart,
you're
I'm
making
good.
People price match.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
It was like $20. Okay. I'll save the 20. But they do it willingly. They just want your money more than the other people. But I don't want to go into a Walmart is my point.
No, Walmarts are terrible. The last time I was in a Walmart, I was watching porn on my phone.
I was
and
with
you were filming me.
It so was terrible.
That's the last time I've been inside a Walmart, personally.
Yeah. So I'm just saying to you, when you go, this guy, when he signed up for Walmart, he knew what he was getting into. Yes.
Yes, correct.
You realize that the people are going to smell.
Yep.
The people are going to be creepy, probably drip
they might murder
fluids.
You. They might murder you.
They might murder
it's
you.
Very possible.
But getting stampeded by 2,000 people for a DVD player.
Let's keep this going here.
Store was supposed to open. Some of the folks were chanting, open up, open up. But apparently the crew of the store didn't open the doors fast enough. And at one point, the crowd surged forward and literally pushed down the huge glass and aluminum doors. The doors knocked down this 34-year-old sales clerk. And while he lay on the ground, as you said, hundreds of people trampled over him. Some of his colleagues on the staff of Walmart rushed to his aid. But even they were getting knocked around by the crowd. And the final insult of all of this, when police arrived on the scene and were trying to administer
out of
CPR
DVD
to
players,
this man, they too were getting knocked around by the crowd that was surging in to try and get the sales that were happening at that.
This is nothing but good press for Walmart. Like they're like, you think Target has good prices?
Walmart, savings to die for.
Yes! People will kill for our pricing.
This guy got flattened like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yes, he did.
The doors fell on top of him, and then he was literally hundreds of people stomped on those doors with him underneath them. What was fucking left of this guy?
I can't imagine being that fired up at 5 a.m. The earliest I get up these days, Vinny, is when I have to travel to Buffalo to go see a Bills game. And I will tell you, I am quite lethargic until about the third quarter.
But what if?
I'm not like jumping up and down at 5 a.m. going, let me in. I got to get a DVD player. Let's go.
But what if you could save like $30 on that DVD player?
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you my quick Black Friday story.
Please.
I was dating this girl and she was like,
okay.
I was like, should I say a name? Like, no, why would I do that?
Stupid. Jerry.
So anyway, her name's Renee. And I was dating Renee and Renee said, we got to go shopping on Black Friday. I go, I don't do that. She goes, no, 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 you don't understand. There's all these great deals. So, okay. So I get up early with her. We go shopping. I think it was a Best Buy we were in, or what, Circuit City maybe.
Okay. I dated a Renee too who made me go Black Friday shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Renee's. They're the worst, right?
What last initial last name?
Well, she's Korean.
Okay, definitely not the one.
Definitely not the same one.
Mine was black. She would never have hung out with a Korean Renee.
Yeah, no. Gross. So we go there and there's like these, back then people bought CDs. They had all these CDs. They were all on sale. So I grabbed some CDs that I wanted to get and I don't even remember what else. And then I started standing in line. And I realized that I was going to stand in line for 2 hours. And I put the CDs back and I said, I'm going home now. This was a waste of my time. There's no reason. People who go Black Friday shopping, including you, obviously, Vinny, do not put a lot of onus on their own time. Like, time is money.
There's nobody. It was nobody in a store today. It's the only reason I stopped.
Sure. It's very different.
I drove past
now.
And I saw the parking lot was empty.
Everything's changed since
said, hey.
The internet.
I didn't even wait in line. I go, hey, would you price match this? We're like, we don't fucking care here. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anyway, my point is that I was coerced into trying to do a Black Friday thing one time. I had a miserable experience. Dude, I've never tried it again.
When I was in college in Texas, my roommate had a lot of money. Like a lot of money. Stupid money that he got from an accident.
Was his name David Chandler? Is that who we're talking
and
about?
And now you know the rest of the story.
Could you imagine?
This kid,
that's the origin.
Was in a terrible car accident and got a ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, it's like Bob Levy.
Right. So he just was obscenely wealthy, nice. Like living a dorm room lifestyle, and I just happened to be his roommate.
Killer.
So PlayStation 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The night before, this is the closest thing I've ever actually been to, like, real waiting in line shit. It wasn't a Black Friday, but it was for the PS2 release.
Mm-hmm.
We stood in line for 2.5 hours. Then he walked up to the front of the line, found a kid, and said, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you just get me one of these, and I'll come get it from you in the morning.
Oh, beautiful.
And that shit worked.
Of course it did.
I was like, wow, money, man. It was like, what a lesson. I was like,
that is a very good lesson.
You could have invested that, but instead you spent $1,000 on, you know, making sure you got it.
Well, and because you also, he didn't want to spend 2.5 hours of his fucking life standing in a line. Not to mention they'd probably be sold out by the time you get to the front of the line anyway. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. We were waiting hours, and it was like one of those things where you had to wait till the store opened so you knew you were going to be there.
Yep.
Just waiting.
I used to work at Media Play. And
I heard you used to be a master with the mop.
No. I used to work at Media Play. Oh, that's right. I told this story about cleaning the bathroom.
Yes, you did.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that. Okay, anyway. We were open. You know, it used to be that all of the new albums would come out on Tuesdays. Okay. I don't know if that's still a thing. I don't think it matters. But a lot of places, House of Guitars, I've gone there for Primus releases and things like that. You go at midnight, Monday night, because that's officially Tuesday, and they're allowed to sell the new album. And Metallica put out one of their crap albums in the 90s, and they had a Metallica cover band.
Are you ready for
the store?
Reload?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And we had that was a fucking. When I think back, working a Monday night at midnight in retail to sell idiots the new Metallica album, what a horrible existence I used to have. I don't know how I made it through. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't. Guys, thank you for not killing yourselves. That's what I'm trying to say.
It'll get better. Why do we like capitalism so much? Holy shit.
What's the alternative?
Oh, good point. Capitalism, yay.
Are we still watching this video or is that?
No, you can stop that video.
We needed
so that was 2008 Long Island. That same year also had two more deaths that happened on the West Coast at a Toys R Us, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Two women got into a fight at a Toys R Us about 120 miles east of LA. Two men who were with them watched them fight and then got into a fight with each other. And it just so happened that both of them brought guns.
Oh, convenient.
So the two of them shot each other to death inside of a Toys R Us.
Come on, really?
Yes.
They both shot each other?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Alejandro Moreno and Juan Meza, 28, lost their lives due to this altercation. Nobody else in the store was hurt as a result of the shooting. And that was three in the year 2008.
2008. Was that Tickle Me Elmo? What was the reason he had to be at Toys R Us?
Tickle Me Elmo was like 90s, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So let's go to 2010, Carl. Let's go to a Best Buy.
Okay.
Okay. A U.S. Marine reservist was working there volunteering and running the Toys for Tot booth.
Wow, what a perfect person. He was a Marine and he was working for Toys for Tots? Wow.
Volunteering for Toys
Volunteering.
For Tots.
Volunteering, wow.
Now, another man.
When I go to Best Buy, I go there for my charity, which is iPads for White Kids.
You're not a kid anymore. I
feel very passionate
about that.
You're
not a kid anymore.
There's a lot of suburban kids who don't have the newest, latest iPad, and we make sure that's not the case anymore.
You own like four of them. Are you stealing from this charity?
No. Who's asking?
Vinny is asking you.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So, a man seen on the store security cameras attempting to steal a laptop. Now, the store employees confronted the man and asked him to return the laptop. The store sales manager, Orvin Smith, said he was really irate. A whole lot of energy, said Smith. We basically tried to get him to let go of the laptop. In doing that, he finally let go of the laptop, ran out of the front of the door, knocked one of my employees down, and pulled out a knife so he can make sure to get out of the front door. At that point, the victim, identified as Corporal Philip Dugan, who was 24 years old, was collecting the Toys for Tots with three other Marines. Smith said the Marines clotheslined the suspected shoplifter, at which point he began waving the knife around and stabbed Dugan in the back.
Oh, Dugan. Dude, yeah. You're a fucking Marine. You got stabbed by a petty theft at a Best Buy. You don't have better training than that?
Yeah, so listen, don't try to stop these people.
Well, I want to point out...
Unless you're a police officer, just shoot them.
One of the things that we're going to learn about in this parade of scum that we're doing is a lot of people bring weapons with them to Black Friday shopping.
Sure do.
And I recommend it, you know? And having a knife is one thing. It's going to get better. It's definitely going to get better.
Sure.
But how the fuck are four Marines not able to take this guy down?
Well, it happened quick. Like, they didn't know he had the knife. Dude, I mean... I don't know.
I don't know either.
It makes me wonder about our preparedness for combat.
Yes, correct. That's okay. What I'm concerned about.
Well, Carl, I want to say this. The man's name was Tracy Atway. He's 39 years old. I was blessed this year. I didn't have to bring a weapon. The parking lot was empty at the Target I went to. I left my Morningstar in the car.
Good for you.
That's my weapon of choice. Fucking Morningstar.
I bring Phil Elmore with me. That's my weapon of choice.
You know what, Phil? If Phil...
I think I just triggered Vinny with
no,
that.
I just thought of the funniest thing. What picture Phil Elmore in the Fat Boy Slim Weapon of Choice video instead of Christopher Walken.
That would be great.
That would be pretty interesting.
Yes.
I don't know I don't know if he has the moves. All right. 2011, Cardiff. Carl.
Cardiff.
Yeah. Things are a problem in my brain.
Hold on a second. I got something for that.
You gotta love Vinny Carlino.
Well, Carl Diff,
we're going I'm changing to, my name officially.
We're going to
Carl Diff. I wonder if I can get an avatar of me as my filter, and then I can go around being Carl Diff, and people will think it's someone goofing on me, but it's actually just me being Carl Diff. I'm onto something with this. All right. Keep going.
I don't know if I like what we just stumbled on.
Keep going. I like this.
All right. Walter Vance, he's a 61-year-old pharmacist. He had a bit of a heart condition and decided to go Black Friday shopping, you know?
Okay.
You don't have to be completely able-bodied to want to have a sale. Catch a sale.
Yeah.
So as he's going through a Target, the man collapsed and had a heart attack right there in the middle of the store.
Okay.
And all the shoppers ignored him. People stepped over him. It's on security footage.
Yeah.
No one helped the 61-year-old man who had a heart attack.
Check out this headline. People at the store were shopping. What the fuck do you want them to do? They're not medics. These people are there to shop, not save lives. What do you want them to do?
If I was there, I would have immediately called 911 and helped that man. And I know you would have too.
Oh, you would have, huh?
Yes. You know you would have too.
What if he was in your way, though, and you were trying to get some shit you needed?
Well, it doesn't mean I can't call 911 after I step over him.
I do have to say, the problem with this article, Vinny.
There is no problem with this article. It's a perfect article.
No, there's a problem with this article.
What's that?
His wife refutes the entire point of this article, saying that their people came to his aid immediately and tried to administer CPR and save the guy.
Yes.
So it's just like, the whole point of this article is just like, can you believe these assholes at Target don't give a fuck about this guy? And then the wife's like, no, there's a lot of people who actually tried to help him out.
Well, there were medical professionals there, thank God.
Well, right. Those are the people you want helping you, not shoppers.
Fair enough. So I didn't think you read all of these articles, so now I'm a little surprised. I will take it back.
Sorry.
It's okay. 2011, Carl. These workers, man, they put in a lot of hours.
God, this article I have so many problems with. But
I'm not going to get into all of it. I'm going to tell you about another story that I didn't send you.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to cover this one. But...
Oh, we're going to. Okay. But I want to tell you about something else that happened that I could not find the correlating articles for, okay, but that was listed, and the link was so old that it disappeared. There was a worker at a Joanne Fabric.
Mm-hmm.
In Zanesville, Ohio,
okay,
who Black Friday morning before the store opened was so stressed out and so upset and tired over everything, went and shot herself in the back room before they even opened the doors.
You can do that shit at home.
Yeah.
You have to go to work to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a good point. I think they're making a point.
Yeah, but you're going to like ruin a lot of people's day. They're trying to shop for fabrics.
Yeah, but
things.
Everybody else at the job got the day off, I hope.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I'd like to read that article. I want to know if they stayed open.
I looked
open.
And looked and looked and looked.
I'd be curious to know if they did stay open for that.
But there's a lot of stress that goes out of these people. And listen, retail should not be the job that it is. Like, it should not be as shitty and stressful as it is for people.
You know who should be working retail? Robots. Why are people even in these stores anymore?
Okay, then who's going to take care of the people that are working retail? What jobs are they going to get?
They can fix robots.
No, they can't, Carl.
They can be robot salesmen.
No, they can't,
they
Carl.
They can sell robots to Walmart.
See, you don't need to automate.
Didn't Bezos create a retail store that has no employees? You can just go in there and just grab the stuff and scan it and walk out?
Yeah, it's every store in California right
yes,
now.
Right.
Except without the scanning stuff.
Except without the scanning stuff, yeah.
All right, here's the story. A 36-year-old Target employee drove her car into a 20-foot deep canal after working the night shift on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The woman is unable to swim but managed to call police from her cell phone to explain the situation as her car began to sink.
Hey, Vinny,
yeah?
Say the woman's black without saying the woman is black.
She can't
swim. The 36-year-old
swim.
Who cannot swim. Yeah, okay, got it. Now I know. Thank you.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office drove there, saved the woman. And the car accident comes after a slew of retailers, including Target, made the decision to open at 12 a.m. on November 25th to accommodate Black Friday. The required employees to arrive at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving to prepare the store for an influx of shoppers.
See, this is such a slanted article.
Agreed, it is.
It's trying to say that this is Target's fault for opening up at midnight on Thanksgiving night, and this woman was exhausted. And maybe it wasn't exhaustion. Maybe her life sucks, and she decided to end it. Driving
well, then
into
why'd
a canal.
Call the cops?
Driving into a canal. Well, then she's like, oh, shit, this is a bad idea. But it's so stupid because if you think about people who work long hours,
yep,
there are a lot of them.
Yep.
I think about doctors during their residency.
Sure.
Work very long hours. Don't drive into canals. Don't read a lot of articles about them driving into canals because they had to work a long shift at the hospital.
Yeah. Did you?
So what the fuck? They're trying to blame this on Target. I don't know. Be prepared to go in at midnight. I did at Media Play. I didn't drive into a canal.
What time did you have to stay open till?
I don't know.
One?
No,
two?
I don't know. It was later than that.
So you go in for 3 hours, open at 11, work till 2, and you go home?
Maybe. I don't know.
She's got to deal with thousands of people screaming at her for...
Dude, it's a Target. People are polite in Target. It's
That's
not Walmart.
A good point. That's a good point. I would expect this type of reckless driving from a Walmart employee.
Yes, right. That's why this article doesn't make any fucking sense.
All right, skip it. Fuck her.
Moving
you know
on.
What? Not everybody's a victim.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's go to Kingston, Carl, mm-hmm. North Carolina. Police are disputing accounts of an alleged incident where a off-duty police officer fired a single puff of pepper spray when a large group of people tried to grab products before Walmart employees were finished putting them on display. Now, the officer claims that this puff of pepper spray was shot into the air to help the crowd, quote, regain composure.
That's always good, yes.
That's not how spraying pepper spray works.
Sure it is. People really calm down after that.
No.
They go, oh, you know what? I was being unreasonable just now. Thank you for reminding me with your pepper spray in my eyes.
Now, the police said and told NBC News at the time that none of the substance was sprayed into anyone's eyes or face and that no one requested medical attention. Police confirmed that one man was arrested but wouldn't confirm his identity. Now, here's the deal. The off-duty police officer used pepper spray. Kinston's Sergeant Roland Davis said an off-duty officer from the store had hired to help with security during the Black Friday shopping used the chemical while trying to make an arrest for during a disturbance. So the story changed as it went. Now, Angel Butling was shopping at the store, said a man fell into a display as people lined up for discounted cell phones. She said she believed it was an accident, but security thought they were there to fight. About 20 people, including children, were affected by the pepper spray. In a video that was posted to YouTube, which you can watch, people said they were covering their noses and mouths before police handcuffed the man. So somebody fell into a display, and this fucking eager beaver sprays pepper spray into the air, and there's kids and all this shit there, and they're all fucking choking on it. The police are going, no, it's just one puff. They were just to calm everybody down.
It was there
to calm everybody down. Liars.
Well, this is an NBC article.
Yes.
NBC. And it says, police arrested a 58-year-old man who they said failed to follow their instructions. The man, perhaps ironically, is a former Kingston police officer. What? Perhaps ironically? What the fuck does that mean, Vinny? Man who they arrested, perhaps ironically, is a former police officer. What's the irony there? What do you mean?
That the officer was arrested by the people that he used to be like?
A little too ironic, I really do think. It's like rain on your wedding day.
I'm going to fucking throw this beer at you.
Fucking stupid. This.
It was raining all over the crowd. That's what they said.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, man.
I mean, if the guy had a gun, he would have shot that in the air. So he just had what he had and shot it in the air. That's what you do when people are being unruly.
This is who that cop is.
Yeah.
That's the cop who's like, I'll keep order here. Fires in the air. Oh, my God. But all he had was pepper.
It's hilarious.
Dude, could you imagine him trying to explain this to a sergeant? I was just trying to help everybody regain composure by gassing them.
Right. Yeah. You know how it is when you get something really spicy in your eyeballs and you're like, you know what?
I should behave now.
I'm going to start behaving now. You don't just close your watery eyes and just start swinging your arms around at everyone. No.
Okay, Carl. I have some more videos. Let's watch some videos of customers behaving poorly, shall we?
Yes.
This is in Philadelphia. There was a brawl. Video number two, Carl.
Okay.
And you'll see at the end of here what's really going on, but let's give it a watch. That would be a stun gun, people. Yeah, so Carl, what's happening here is there's a bunch of people brawling in the middle of a mall, and someone brought a stun gun and just decided to start using it.
I mentioned earlier there's a lot of weapons involved in Black Friday, and I have to say the taser is probably my favorite.
You know, it's compact, it's portable, it's not deadly.
Well, it's also fun. People watching someone get tased are having fun. There's a sound involved in it. It's like a fireworks display. Like, yay! Again!
Let me tell you something. You could really be a hero if you tase a bad guy.
Yeah?
You really are a winner, and you're doing life
everyone
right
loves
if you just
it.
Tase somebody who deserves it. So, yeah, that's one fun one. Here's video number three. This happened outside of an Adidas store, Carl. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was going to be a fresh drop of German sneakers.
Yes, this is in Vancouver, Canada. Even the Canadians are unruly.
A late night Black Friday sale at a shoe store on Granville Street turned to chaos last night. A large crowd gathered for the release of a rare shoe that the Adidas store was planning on putting up for sale. That was quickly canceled when the crowd began to get unruly. Police arrived on scene shortly after this shirtless man started using his belt like a whip and arrested the man.
He was like running around with his belt, like swinging it at people, and then like out of nowhere, some guy came behind and like jumped on his back and just started choking him.
That kid is having way too much fun with this. He's so excited. He's like, oh, it's fucking sweet. This guy's smashing people in the face. And this other guy.
If I was that kid, I would have been so happy to retell that story.
I know.
And you know what? I would have looked for the reporters when they got there. I would have been like, hey, listen, I saw everything.
Yeah. Talk to me about it.
I volunteer.
And I have to say, bring a taser. But if you forget your taser, you got to improvise.
Whip
this guy's just like, oh, I got a belt. I got a weapon on me.
This motherfucker was like, da, 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 da.
Exactly.
He's just, everybody's in a circle. What was amazing there in that video, for those of you who can't see it, it was a giant, like, Fight Club circle, and this dude just in the middle of it with a belt menacing the entire crowd.
Well, the other thing that I think is pointed out in the article is, so they're outside this Adidas store at, what is it, midnight or whatever it is? And it's in an area where there's also a lot of bars and clubs and stuff. So you got the drunk crowd walking around with the shoppers and not a good mixture of people there.
Yeah. And Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And of course, Indiana Jones was there, too.
Perfect. So, Carl, let's start getting a little bit closer to home. And what would be Black Friday if we didn't touch on one of the worst places in the world, Syracuse?
Syracuse was once known for having the biggest mall in America, and they don't have that anymore.
Nope. But they,
do have the most violent mall in America.
They certainly do. The biggest violent mall in America. Congratulations.
There is more gun violence at the Syracuse Mall. Yeah, John likes to talk about all the crime here in Rochester, but look no further than the mall in Syracuse for your gun violence.
The last time I was there was with Florentine at the Funny Bone. And that was like not this fall, but the year before that. I don't want to go there. But I was talking to the security guy for Funny Bone. He's like, yeah, man, they shoot in that food court all the time.
And no he shit.
He's like, they're firing gunshots all the time.
Why do you work here then, sir? What are you doing?
He's retired police. You know,
he loves
shit.
It, huh?
I guess.
That's great.
But I couldn't believe the fact that that mall is turned into like basically gang headquarters.
They're, yeah.
It's gang turf. They're fighting over fucking gang turf in the food court.
We wear Arby's colors. They wear Taco Bell colors. That's how you know the difference.
Purple and red. Look out. So a 21-year-old has been arrested in connection with a shooting at the mall in Syracuse. This was in 2019. This was Black Friday. The suspect's name was Kyrie Trow. He faces charges of second-degree assault, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and first-degree reckless endangerment. The shooting unfolded at Destiny USA. What a dumb name, too, by the way.
I know.
They had to market that, right? Destiny USA?
Yeah, someone came up with that and thought it was a good idea. Destination would make more sense than Destiny, right?
Yeah, Destination USA's got to be taken, though.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. You know, I just like the Syracuse doesn't fuck around. So we've talked about knives.
Yep.
We've talked about tasers. We've talked about belts. This guy's like, no, give me my 9mm. This is how we're going to Black Friday shop. Correct, sir. You win.
Well, this happened. Apparently, the two gentlemen involved knew each other, did not care for each other, mm-hmm. as I was trying to explain earlier.
Correct.
There are some beefs that are being settled at Old Destiny USA.
Right.
Now, police arrived within seconds of the shooting. They said that they found a 20-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds to his leg. He was taken to a nearby hospital, and they believe that the man had been shot twice. Trow was taken into custody, and he was involved in a traffic incident following the shooting. Police officers and detectives matched him to a description of the suspect in the mall shooting. So he left the mall, drove recklessly, got into some type of altercation with the police again outside of the mall. And they go, oh, you were the guy.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah. Did I just hear about you on my police scanner? I could have sworn you're famous right now, buddy.
You want to hear my favorite part of the story?
Yeah.
They talked to the general manager of the mall, Carl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
Robert Schoeneck. I want to interview that guy. I need to find good old Rob Schoeneck. He said in the news conference that the mall staff and tenants had trained for this scenario in the past, and he praised guests and the tenants for the way they responded.
The mall employees train for gun violence.
Correct.
Specifically.
Correct.
Wow. That's not good.
The good news was the mall was expected to be open the next day. So.
Syracuse is not fucking around.
Well, listen, man. Here's the thing about Syracuse. It's like Rochester. We live here. We're used to dealing with terrible snowy conditions.
Sure.
It comes with the territory.
Sure.
Syracuse, if you work at the mall, it comes with the territory.
Gun violence.
You know, here when there's a blizzard, you still have to go to work.
Right.
There's fucking...
Yeah, there's no excuse.
A blizzard of bullets, you still got to go to work.
Correct.
At Destiny USA.
Right. We can't have people stealing jeans from Macy's. You got to be there.
Now, Carl, I'm going to tell you my favorite story. I like to end on a positive note. That's my new thing I'm doing these days when I can.
Okay.
I'm trying to end on something fun.
Sure you are.
This is a fun one.
Okay. Oh, is this the Taco Bell?
Fuck yes, it is.
Oh, God. I hate this employee so much.
She's the creep here.
Sucks.
She does.
She's ruining everyone's good time.
Doesn't suck as well as some of the guests at this party,
it's
I hear.
True.
A Christmas party at a Los Angeles area Taco Bell descended into an alcohol-fueled debauchery that included staffers at the fast food restaurant having three-way sex romps in full view of others, as well as intoxicated revelers vomiting into a bowl of guacamole.
Yes! This is a party I want to attend. This is why you work at Taco Bell. It sucks. You don't want to be there, but you get that Christmas party every year that everyone gets revved up for and fun things happen.
So this girl, Alana, who worked there.
Buzzkill Alana.
Yeah, she is filed a lawsuit, alleging that she was forced to quit her job because she reported everybody's good time.
She reported this? All right, here's a new headline for this article. Prude Lamo hates that other people are having fun. What an asshole.
How much is a copy of your paper, sir?
Ugh.
I'd read that headline.
What an asshole Elena is.
The lawsuit does not specify how much money Elena is seeking in damages, but Elena alleged in the complaint that she, her sister, and her sister's significant other attended a Christmas party at the Taco Bell location where she worked on Black Friday of last year. She was invited to the party by her supervisor, Lydia Ruiz, who was named in the complaint filed on Wednesday. According to the complaint, Elena and other staffers were encouraged to bring food and a potluck-style buffet to the restaurant.
Yeah, you don't want to eat Taco Bell. Right?
Yeah, seems like a good move, I was going to say.
Smart.
I mean, Taco Bell's hangover food. That's the nice thing. After you all get drunk and wake up there in the restaurant, you could get breakfast.
Well, here's the thing about Taco Bell food. We all love it, all right? I'm not saying I'm above Taco Bell. It's amazing.
Sure.
When you work there.
It's a Walmart.
When you work there and you see how it's made, you don't want to eat it ever again.
Yeah.
And that's why the Taco Bell employees are not eating Taco Bell.
I personally do not go into a Taco Bell. I will drive through it because I don't even want a whiff or just a
glimpse. You don't
want
to walk. What are you talking about? I know exactly why you
want to
get out of your car.
Of the plastic buckets that they're scooping things out with ice cream scoops on and doing taco shell. I don't want that.
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay? So, Elena, who prepared a bowl of guacamole for the occasion, arrived at the party and discovered that Ruiz, the manager, had covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper.
Smart.
Clerks 2 style.
Yep.
Also covered the cameras for the lobby and the inside of the restaurant. Smart. The complaint accuses Ruiz of providing alcohol to the staffers. Oh, what a terrible boss. At around midnight, Elena, who had been socializing outside the restaurant for a short while, walked back into the restaurant and witnessed a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party. The coworker's wife was bent over and kissing both Ruiz and another coworker. The complaint alleged the coworker was giving the pseudonym Adriana. Alana was shocked, disgusted, and outraged by what she saw and ran outside, according to the complaint. When she went back into the restaurant to retrieve her guacamole bowl, she saw Ruiz and Adriana throwing up, probably cum, into the bowl.
Well, maybe it was really shitty guacamole. Maybe that's why they were throwing up.
I mean,
we
need to throw up in something. No, don't throw up on the nice fucking cheese and cracker spread.
Right. No.
Throw up in a latest fucking guacamole that looks like puke already. Now, once you went back to the restaurant, you saw them throw it up. One of them vomited in the trash while the other threw up into the guacamole bowl. I wanted to make sure we cover that. Okay. Days later, Elena reported the incident to Human Resources. Days later. I wonder if I could get a settlement. I wonder if they'll pay me off. I wonder if I can make some money here. These people are doing something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
The one fun thing at your job, and you're complaining about it.
I bet you know what happened.
People getting drunk and fucking in the restaurant. You're upset about that.
I think this lady is really into her guacamole.
It seems like it
might be like a family recipe or something. This is my granddad's
guac. That's what she was most offended by. Someone vomited in her guacamole.
You dare disrespect me.
Gives a shit.
Oh, man. So,
avocados are expensive.
After a company investigation, Ruiz and the other co-workers involved in the alleged sex romp were fired. Womp womp. After their termination, someone associated with Ruiz and co-workers retaliated against Alana by smashing out the back left window of her car at her home in the middle of the night. It was alleged.
Snitches get stitches, dummy.
Elena,
that's what happens.
Please, if you're breaking somebody's car window over losing a job at a Taco Bell, you really are a loser.
No, I disagree. I think she deserved that for tattling on everyone.
But if you're like, oh, I lost my job at Taco Bell, I got to go get that bitch. Who fucking cares? You're better off.
Maybe
sky's the limit outside.
Well, hold
on
a second. Maybe that you say that, and I normally agree with you, but this Taco Bell seems like a pretty fucking cool place to work.
One day a year.
If there's one Taco Bell to work at, it's this one. Seems pretty awesome.
All right.
Everyone just gets to go there. They shut it down. Everyone gets wasted. Giant orgy breaks out.
It's the, what was the name of the frat in Animal House?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it the Deltas? It's like the Delta Chi fucking house.
Yeah. It's nothing but fun. So, I'm trying to remember what else was in this story that really annoyed the shit out of me.
She also claims to the, have received numerous threatening text messages.
Oh, right.
Including one from a Fieldwell coworker, which read, "Baby girl, I want to break your face. I don't give a fuck about your car." A male coworker is alleged to have texted her, calling her stupid and fucked up, a hoe and a slut. Elena reported the incident to the Los Angeles Police Department, as well as her superiors at Taco Bell.
What a fucking tattletale.
She alleged the complaint that Taco Bell and the franchise did nothing about these threats, and instead told her that they were transferring her to a new location.
Just block the number like it's Vince the Warrior. It's really easy.
It is.
Jesus.
Then disciplining the employees who threatened her. They said they were going to move her instead of... Well, when you think about this, this is post-COVID. It's hard to find fast food employees, number
true.
One. So you move one instead of firing an entire restaurant's worth of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does too. From a PR standpoint.
I know I told you this story.
Doesn't look good.
But this reminds me
But from human resources, HR, seems smart.
This reminds me of when the ISOs played with the Misfits. I've told this story a couple times. And, you know, the Misfits assaulted us.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy who was at the show saw it all go down. And he decided to go out and slash the tires on their touring van. So they were stuck in Rochester overnight. Like, these things have consequences when you have a vehicle parked outside of a place. People will fuck it up when you're an asshole, my point.
Not completely wrong.
Stop being an asshole. Or like that woman in the UK was keying all those Ford Fiestas.
Well, Alana on Christmas Eve felt so overcome with significant stress, physical and mental illness, and anxiety from the hostile work environment.
A month later. Jesus.
She had no other choice but to inform her boss that she was quitting.
Fine. Don't let the door hit you.
So, guess what?
Oh, please. I'm trying to make a point.
Either way, lawsuit coming down the pike. Coming down the pike for you, Taco Bell.
That's so annoying. You finally get one cool place to work, and someone has to fucking ruin it.
I love Christmas parties like that.
Me too. Because then the best part is some people get way too drunk. They don't drink a lot. They get hammered at the Christmas party.
Yep.
And the best part is the next work day when you get to just walk in and go, hey, fun party, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything. They know.
It's the one time a year being a raging alcoholic works for you, doesn't it?
It does.
You could show up the next day completely fucking fine.
I can maintain.
Look at you.
One time being a raging alcoholic works for me. No, it actually works for me quite a bit. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, but you don't have to punch a clock anymore, so.
That's true.
It's pretty good for you.
Speaking of punching clocks, are we done with this? No, I'm just kidding with you, buddy. Anything else we want to talk about?
No, you're not, but yes, we are done. Happy Black Friday, everybody. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode of The Creep Off. It is Wild Card. So again, thank you support. Shout out David Chandler for being the man.
When are you going to do your consequence?
December 2nd. I already announced
December 2nd. Okay.
Yeah. Next Saturday. Announced it. I already put it on.
What time?
I'm going to start at 8 a.m. because I have a thing in the afternoon. So I'm gonna watch it and bust through it as fast as I can.
Wow. I'll probably tune in for your third viewing of it.
I'm going to do like a StreamYard thing, so I'll send you a link if you want to pop in.
Oh, great.
And
yeah.
Say hello.
For sure.
Yeah.
Although I'm busy on Saturdays, but.
Yeah, whatever. Say hello for
me. Oh, I'm going to be in Florida. Hey, I'm going to Florida soon. So we should probably plan around that.
How long are you going to be in Florida?
A week.
Okay. Awesome. Do I just find somebody else to do creep off stuff?
No, I think I can probably do the creep off. Yeah, I'll be down there with Andy Q Public.
You two are just going to Florida together?
No, there's other people involved too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, people that we don't talk about on the show.
All right. Cool.
There's just civilians.
You going to John's house?
No. Well, I will not be visiting John's house.
All right. Well, I hope the bikers left your place alone. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gah, gah.